2. This sports update brought to you in part by Freeman Seed. See John Freeman for all your spring seed needs. Freeman Seed handles only the highest quality seed available for pastures, lawns, and anything that grows. Freeman Seed, located a mile south of Woodson on County Road 967, call 673-4591. Is this a kumbaya, Lord, moment?
It's supposed to be something else.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not, it says Burl Ives on this, but I'm pretty sure.
This is not Burl Ives.
Yeah. Now, it sounds kind of like Anne Marie to me, doesn't it? Something is messed up in there, I would say.
It was Burl Ives wearing tight underwear that day. I don't know.
Well, did you know, goes along with your question, something, when I went to look up the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The show started, it aired in 1964.
Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's ran every year.
Yep.
Only on CBS.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it is the longest running TV Christmas special ever.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fight.
So there's a whole lot that goes along with that.
Yeah.
But that's not the song, obviously.
No. I don't think he's singing about busy sidewalks.
I have Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
I was hoping to have it right here, but
how about,
obviously something ain't
silver
right.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. I think that really caught on.
I don't have that one right here either. You know, there's only about three or four Burl Ives songs in this room.
Yeah.
And only apparently one's at my fingertips, and it's the wrong one. Yeah, not that one. I was hoping to have a little Rudolph there, but...
Nothing doing.
Dag nabbit.
Dag nabbit.
We have a horrible... I mean, we have an E word today. I thought yesterday's was bad.
This one's worse? It can't be much worse.
I put them
worse.
Both up there together. That yesterday, we don't even... ebullition?
Yeah.
Ebullition?
I don't
something.
Know. Yeah. It was a word in which I don't think any humans ever used in the last 12 years.
I did not listen to see if you used it last night either, so.
Well, I didn't do a game last night, so.
Oh, well, you were lying all the way around. I see how you are.
Okay. We've got to do it tonight.
I'll use it during the game that I'm doing tonight. How's that?
Okay, there you go.
Eight-letter word, beginning with E, meaning carrying away from a central part. Carrying away... from a central part.
So you are in the downtown Chicago, and somebody moves you out of there. You are and how many letters?
Eight-letter word beginning with E.
One, two, three, four, five, six. People enjoy it when I count on the air, I think.
Conveying away from the center. For example, conveying blood away from the capsule in the kidney. And nerve fiber can be this.
So this is probably a medical term, but somebody out there is going, you idiots, it's
arterial
blah, blah, blah.
Something. Oh, man. Where are we getting? Where is this dictionary? I'd like to know.
Okay, are the first three or four letters this?
No, but that would be make sense with the blood thing going on there, but no,
That's where I was going with it.
Yeah. Somebody thinks they know it, so we'll just move
okay,
right along here. 243-4351. Eight-letter word beginning with E, meaning carrying away from a central part. If you have not won in the last 6 weeks, you're eligible to play. Playing for that lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. 243-4351. You need to wait at least 6 weeks between the dates that you win, and that's what you'll get. You'll stop by the station within 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's Cafe. And you can use it Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. That person gave up. So, not helpful here. 243-4351. Eight-letter word beginning with E, meaning carrying away from a central part. And, yeah, it can be with blood from the kidney, from the Bowman's capsule. Oh, Gary's got it.
No, I don't have it.
I thought you'd just give it away.
Is it a word you've heard of before as opposed to yesterday's?
No, same as yesterday. I have not heard this word or heard anybody use this word.
Is it spelled right?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
today
good.
It is
That's
spelled
good.
Right.
That's good.
To the phone we go. Good morning. You're on the air. And no, they hung up on me again. They just don't want to really win. That's what it is. And there are two types of nerve fibers, one that starts with an A and one that starts with an E. And my word starts with E. That will not help you in any way whatsoever. Conveying or conducting away from an organ or part, a nerve or a blood vessel, taking away from the central part. Yeah. I don't even want to do today's word anymore. I want to be done with today's word. It starts with an E. The second letter is an F,
Ooh.
As in Friday.
Eve.
F. Eight-letter word beginning with EF, carrying away from a central part.
Wait a minute.
Anatomy and physiology.
One, two,
is where
three,
the
four.
Come from.
Is the first five letters this? I don't know if you can read this.
We're just making up a word now.
I think so, yeah. Because
your first three letters are correct. After
Ooh.
That, you're just all downhill from there.
So, folks, I'm going to give you a hint. I shouldn't, but the third letter's F.
That's right. F. I'm not sure if that's how you say the word. F.
No.
243-4351. If you think you know what today's word is, you will get yourself that lunch buffet from Bogey's. Good morning.
Is it effluent?
No, it's not. Thanks for trying. I wish that it was. Eight-letter word beginning with E, F, F, meaning carrying away from a central part, conveying or conducting away from an organ or part, and almost said the word part as a nerve or blood vessel. I could say the word. Nobody would probably call it in. 243-4351. Any idea? No.
No.
It's a Friday word. That's for
Boy.
Darn sure. Oh. Let's see if we have a winner here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is it a fusion?
No, it's not. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Is it efferent?
It is what? Say that again.
Efferent.
It is. And who is this?
My name's Linda Newman.
Linda Newman. And do you have anything to do with the medical field?
Actually, I'm taking anatomy and physiology right now.
Yay! And that's how come you came up with today's word, because nobody uses that in the real world.
Exactly.
Linda, where are you calling from?
South Jacksonville.
Well, I am so glad that you called. You've got yourself a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe. You stop by the radio station sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you that gift certificate, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Linda Newman, she's taking anatomy and physiology right now.
She is our savior, because I couldn't have gone much longer with that word.
E-F-F.
Efferent.
E-R-E-N-T. Efferent. Conveying or conducting away from an organ. So your blood, I guess, coming out of your heart is efferent?
I don't know.
What?
Why do you ask me?
I like effervescence. That's a good
better,
word.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a much better word. But
mm-hmm.
efferent, I guess. Well, we'll just go with it. Linda Newman, our winner today. Congratulations to her.
The Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to explore, experience, and enjoy Jacksonville and the surrounding areas. Stay in one of our award-winning hotels and explore a community rich in historical treasures. With thriving arts, education, and culture, from our Civil War and Abraham Lincoln connections to theatrical productions, bass fishing, golfing, and our skate and water parks, Jacksonville has something for everyone. Visit www.jacksonvilleil.org and download our complete annual visitors guide.
We appreciate your comments. If you have something to say, you can call us at 243-4351 or write to us at Post Office Box 1180, Jacksonville, Illinois 62651, or email us WLDS at WLDS.com. Thank you for listening to AM 1180 WLDS.
Darn it, I wanted that song. Now I have to go through all these and wonder if they're all wrong.
By the way, I have added a couple of things to your file.
Ah, to my file of...
One would be D-Audio spots.
Oh, okay.
One of them is Tie Shot.
Hey, I have that. That's the only thing I have in here.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's in my sport block folder.
Well, then... We'll use that.
At one time, you said, can you look that up? But nobody told me how to spell it.
Okay.
So you know how hard it was to look up something when you had no clue how to actually spell it. So.
And the other one is Wells. You should have Wells, too.
Okay, and that's in my D-Audio.
And I've got the... And we can place... Yeah, we can play CDs in there, so we'll... That's the other thing. I've got to make sure.
Yes, I can play CD.
Well, I'm just thinking.
Don't bring that big reel-to-reel in we were talking about yesterday. That's not going to happen.
No, what I was thinking is occasionally you record a CD, and for whatever reason, it won't play on all machines. So I need to make sure you can. That would not be good.
I'm still spelling things wrong, apparently. Boop. There.
Got it?
Not necessarily. I have the entire one, but this one for me.
T-I-G-H?
Are you just making it up now?
No.
No, it is not here. But the Wells is, so.
The D-Audio spot. G-H-E shot.
Oh.
Oh, it's got to do the whole thing. I thought maybe it'd prompt once you got to that part.
No, it has to be exact.
Ooh.
There it is.
Okay, good.
All righty.
All right.
Yeah, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously now, let's write that. That's the other bad thing. If you forget how you spelled something, you could be there all day.
We at one point, we had looked for thing, and again, this falls into the line of people think we record everything here. So, you know, Ken Lambert, you probably have 97 things in which he's on. No, we couldn't find anything for the longest time. Then somebody found, I think, him giving a station ID, and that was it.
The problem is, back in... 99-2000, everything here switched from the old carts to the computer.
Right.
And instead of just recording from the carts to the computer, we recorded all new stuff. And one day somebody said, let's just take out the cart machines. And once those were gone, you could never take anything off of them again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it had to be on reel-to-reel, and then one day the reel-to-reel had to go. And so unless you thought, hey, let's record this from here to here, it never got recorded over.
That's kind of interesting.
Gone.
We've gone from turntables, which we still have a few in the building, but not many. Cart machines, which those are...
It's like an 8-track tape is what it is that you recorded
on. Do we still have one in the production
room?
No. Okay.
It was taken out about 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Reel-to-reels, we still have one in the building that works, but it's not hooked up to anything.
Say, where is that at? It's not...
back in the empty office. Yeah.
Not be hooked up to anything in that room.
No. Yeah. Nothing at all. Yeah, it's...
It's... Yeah, so everything is... It could be here, just unable to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? One of these days, Gary, just go in there and hook it all up.
When I pass on from this life, I'm going to... Part of it's going to be... having everything I've recorded here taken out. He didn't exist.
That's gone.
Out of here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and just recently we moved from one computer brain to another one. And there's stuff on that old one you can find in the one room, but not in all the rest.
Yeah, well, every time you make a transition, you lose a little bit more of the archive stuff. Should we put it on a... Probably.
Cloud. There, one time we had everything on mini disc, too.
Yeah.
That's how we.
And I don't. Did I give that to you, that mini disc?
No, I put it in the computer 5 years ago, so it's never to be gone again.
Yeah. Because I was looking for that mini disc in my drawer. It might be buried somewhere. I'll look for it. That may have some stuff on it, too. In fact, that's got Jerry recording the soldiers.
I play that every Christmas.
Yeah, so you've got that in there. Okay, good.
Yep.
We're putting together the Christmas show, too.
That's right. We're almost ready for next year. Look at that. 22 days from now, we'll be in the past. Wait. Well, I was not here 75 years ago, I can tell you that.
Nor was I.
I recently sat with some people at the Duncan Gala, and they were talking about past employees and stuff. And I talked to a listener yesterday or the day before yesterday, and they said that they hear from Ray Wells periodically, but have not, obviously, for, I don't know, 6 months or so, they said. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've got a letter from Ray.
I said obviously, but I didn't mean it that.
I haven't had contact with him for a while. I've talked to John Coe, which he wasn't on the air, but engineer for a long time. About the smartest guy in that respect that I've ever had the pleasure of dealing with. He's one of those guys that you can, you'd go out to the transmitter for the FM, and he would literally say, okay, what you're seeing is, I see, yeah, that's what it is. So you take that wire and you do this and you walk you all the way through it.
Yeah.
It's fixed.
And he hasn't looked at it in 3 months.
Yeah. Or, in this case, multiple
10 years.
Yeah.
He's also one of those people, you see people regularly and go, I don't remember ever seeing him looking unhappy. He's one of those just happy kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Smile when you see him. Not a sincere smile, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
I'll smile when I see it. Doesn't mean it's sincere. But John sincerely looked happy when he saw
it. Karen's been working on her.
That's right. You know, I have a... Never mind. I can't say that.
It's the photo smile.
It's that blank face. I'll just leave it at that. Photo smile. I don't have a problem smiling now.
I don't take very good pictures, so I'm not good at it.
I have a family member who can't smile. Seriously, has the hardest time just...
Really?
You get ready to take a picture, and it's like... No, just smile. No, it's easy. Just...
Can't do it.
Pull it up that you smile. There you go. It's not hard to do.
So I'll be rolling back in here about 10:30, and we'll just kind of play around for about a half an hour.
I'll look for Burl Ives reindeer.
Yeah, and I will get you the I'll get you the CD.
That
I've got on my desk. Make sure that thing plays. promoting it like I am, it wouldn't be good not to.
Well,
be
if worse comes to worse, the computer might play it if the CD player won't, or something like
or
that.
Or we might find something in the building that can.
Or we'll just record ourselves for 75 years from now.
There you go.
I'll give you the forecast here in just a minute.
Okay, thanks.
Go out and jump in the snow.
There you go.
Coming up, we'll have a look at that forecast. Even though it kind of looks flurry out there this morning, nothing. Wait until Sunday. We'll have that. We'll have Jacksonville Area Pulse and Market Calls. Stay tuned for that.
One-on-one with their clients and not a home office. Got it. What else?
Easy phone number.